A closer look at China's buying pattern for commodities out of the U.S. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. New data just released shows China continuing to purchase more U.S. farm commodities. The U.S. Trade Representative's Office updated the export data on China, and the Farm Bureau's economist John Newton says that China has committed to nearly three-quarters of its Phase 1 agreement goals for 2020. The Farm Bureau says the key here is that export commitments turn into actual shipments of products. And major among those products? Corn, soybeans, and pork.
We've seen the Chinese make a number of structural changes to further advance agricultural trade with the United States. We've seen strong new crop purchases of corn and soybeans in particular. China's been a big player in the pork market this year as well. So I think all of this is a step in the right direction. We do need to see those export commitments turn into actual shipments for this goal to be realized.
According to the Farm Bureau, the improved export demand has led to increased commodity prices.
Today versus where they were several months ago, we've seen commodity prices really rally on the back of lower inventories and strengthening demand from the export market. New crop export commitments for corn and soybeans are record high. We also see very, very strong export inspections. So I think that's led to higher prices for farmers over the last few months. But again, we need to see those commitments turn into actual shipments.
Necessary for the price rally to last. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.